Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reverse Cowboy.
All right, fans. It's all right, fans. Reverse Cowboy what, Vaughn?
45, maybe, I reckon.
45 episodes. Wow, what a ride, what a roller coaster.
No, what, why have we got nothing better to do
with it? You just gotta ride it, boy.
You gotta ride it so you get what you got.
Yeah, you always get what you got. So, as it's Halloween, probably by the time you're watching this, we thought we'd do a Halloween special. Not too obvious.
Ooh.
Unlucky.
Losers! We don't celebrate it because it's American!
It's not really, is it? All Hallows Eve was...
True. It's not. It's about as American...
Hijacked.
It's about as American as a hamburger, right? Which is not American.
Is that from Hamburg? Is that what it's
from
called?
Hamburg's what it's called. A hamburger. There's no ham in it. Saying that, what is the difference between a hamburger and a beef burger?
But beef's a cow and a ham's a pig.
This is interesting, isn't it? And does pineapple belong on a pizza? Pineapple on a pizza? I don't think so.
I love it on a pizza.
My ancestors rolling in their graves. If they saw me anywhere near a pineapple, let alone on a pizza.
Yeah, these grey stones are a bit shield.
Code of the pineapple.
Swingers code.
Right, so if you're ever in a supermarket, if anyone's ever got a pineapple upside down, then they're game. Did you know that?
You can't have a pineapple upside down.
No, but in your trolley, they get a pineapple, put it upside down, and then that's where they go to meet other swingers.
Websites for this thing kind of thing. I mean,
we'll ask our girlfriend later because we're getting a girlfriend. But we'll tell you about that in a bit.
We're getting a new girlfriend, yeah.
Excited.
How have you? It's too bright.
I've had a new girlfriend for fucking ages.
No, but we've got to share it, though. So
that's not too bright. That's death.
It's so bright.
That's death
above you.
I'm going
to put my sunglasses on and be like, fucking...
That's death above you. No one ever said it was going to be easy, Hot Rod. I'll tell you what, English fruit is shit. Have you ever gone to Brazil? Get a Brazilian butter.
Why have you?
You eat the fruit in Brazil and it tastes different. It actually tastes like the fruit. It should. In England, what are we eating? Seriously. Especially that Asda fruit.
You've got like a weird...
I've got a hatred of Asda, yeah.
It's like you're a snob about Asda.
Nah, if I keep going in there.
You're like... You've never been to it, have you?
No, I'm always in there. Always in there.
There isn't one near my house. I wish there was.
Yeah, listen, I'm not a Waitrose guy, but... Asda for the big one. You know, the big one.
Yeah.
The big one. Oven chips and shit.
I'm a Tory now, so I do my big shop in Waitrose.
The big one?
I did my big one in Waitrose the week.
I've done that a few times.
In Sam Rees-Mogg.
You won't do it. You won't. Surely that's not sustainable.
No. I mean, I just did it. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to be Rees-Mogg for a day.
That's what you lot are paying for. I'm spending mine wisely.
Reverse Cowboy.
Anyway, so what have you been up to, mate?
It's been catfishing people.
Who?
No, I haven't. But yeah, imagine if I was. Imagine if that had been what I've been doing.
Well
I got catfished a bit, didn't I, by the foot guy.
Yeah, I mean, that story.
I thought I had a sugar daddy.
Just tell that story again properly, because it never really got told.
That's a brilliant story. So I was sitting on Twitter one day, arguing and just, you know, winding people up, dropping nevs all over the place. And somehow I've ended up on... somehow I found this bloke, and he was like a fat American guy, like a sugar daddy. And he was like, he was banging out posts. No one was liking him. He was getting no likes, no comments, no anything. And I thought, well, you know, there's a big old whale.
Did you think?
They talk about catching a whale.
Oh, right.
So I caught myself a big old whale. So I've messaged him and I was like, listen, if it's foot pics you're after, if it's only foot pics, I can do that. I can even send you one for free now to let you know.
Was he like fishing for lads' feet?
Well, yeah, exactly what he was doing. Yeah.
He's like, bro.
Do you know what? I'm sick of this. Shopping in Asda, and I want to do my monthly shopping.
Waitrose, mate.
Like the yuppie. The champagne socialist.
No, I'm not even a socialist anymore. I hate everyone.
Yeah, good. Do yourself the biggest favour you can do. If you're on Twitter. If you're on Twitter.
Delete your account.
Maybe delete your account. But if you want to stay on there, mute all these words. Israel, Gaza, Hamas, Palestine, pro-Palestine, fucking Al-Qaeda, Russia, Ukraine, Labour, Tories, Rapino, whatever you don't want to see, mute them. And then next time you go on Twitter, it's the devil's playground.
It's just pure Andrew Tate.
Pure Andrew Tate and sex bots. Loads. I get loads of sexy bots liking my stuff.
Like that old bloke who stole your
feet. He's an absolute fucking...
So this old bloke, he was like going, guys, who's got some fucking feet for me?
Anyway, I've ended up chatting, and I was so excited. In between texts to him, my missus was working in the room next door, working from home, and I'm texting her saying, babe, do you want to go Bista Thursday? Do you know what I mean? Do you want to...
Well, I'm going to get a grand off an old man in America.
Do you need any handbags or anything? You know, I was fully like counting my money already.
How much did he promise you?
He was saying $2,000. I think he said, I'll give you the $2,000. Like, just if we can... He wanted to confirm the relationship for $2,000 up front. So I've sent him the foot photo to confirm it and blah, blah. And I'm now in with this whale.
So you had to send 1 foot photo to get...
But I was going to continue doing it. I would still probably one a day, maybe. Foot photo.
I'd send him a dick photo if he'd give me $2,000.
See?
Who cares?
That's because you're a gay.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's too...
Listen, it's foot.
Whatever I am, whatever I am, foot. Isn't my fault because my mum and dad got divorced. I've got ADHD and Princess Diana died. So, next question. Right. So, you've said
anyway,
1 foot.
Blah, blah, blah. Then he hit me with it. And it was at this point I realised I was not talking to a whale. I was talking to whoever I was talking to. Who knows?
A Nigerian man.
Because he was asking for me to send the amount to activate the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
The minute I got asked to send money, I was like, oh, man.
All I need you to do so that you can receive this $2,000 is send me 15 quid to launch PayPal.
Like $70. And I just said to him, wow, what a scam. I said, you are a man.
I am disappointed in you.
No, I said, I'm the opposite of disappointed. I'm proud of you, my brother. Whoever you are.
Your feet are all like oiled up and tanned.
To just have the last laugh, I then sent him a picture of my arsehole.
Did you?
And blocked him, yeah. Reverse cowboy. Now we've got video, I can show you how my arsehole
Do it at the end on the camera.
Yeah.
Right, could you hit the...
Basically, leg? I got trapped in an alley by a load of geezers. I thought they were going to rape me, so I took my pants off, bent over, and I went...
It's like that dinosaur
spat
in Jurassic Park.
Saliva all over.
Like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park.
Exactly. This saliva. It's not even bum juice. It's saliva.
But is that really acidic?
It's
really
acidic. But only if I'm threatened. I've told you that before.
Yeah. Well.
What's that? Yeah.
What?
Oh, is that it?
I don't.
You know when I said look at the plug?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's just put a little spider in.
Prankster. Because I heard you guys like pranks, right?
Yeah, there is people in shouting pranks. Hey, but no, I'm not scared of spiders. Scared of ostriches. Get one of them in here and I'll fucking
run. I'm not scared of spiders.
You're scared of XL bullies. You won't get one in here.
Oh, yeah, a spider can't kill me. An XL bully can rip my head off.
Spider can kill you. You've not been to Australia, have you, mate?
No, have you? No. No.
I have, yeah.
Exactly. No, you haven't.
No, you ain't. Reverse
cowboy. If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
Did you miss me when I was in Turkey?
No.
Why not?
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Weird.
What? You look like a Turkish man, especially since
I used to live in Turkey.
You told me that today. Is that true?
Yeah.
Why did you live there? Why did you have a Tommy Cooper hat on?
Because I lived
Red
there.
Boy.
I was wherever I live, a bit like Beckham, I immerse myself in the local culture, you know? David Beckham, by the way, not Harper, Romeo or Cruz.
That's why you're dressed like one of Stephen Lawrence's killers.
This is why I've got the prison uniform on.
Tell you what, Turkey, fucking shithole. Well, I was anyway.
So,
no disrespect to Turkish people. To be honest, I went to Turkey at the wrong time and I was there just to get some teeth fixed. And it was like end of season and it was just a bit run down.
Was it teeth season in Turkey? Was it
teethy season? Mate, it was run down as fuck. Like, you go outside the complexes and it's like Warrington that's been bombed.
Oh, mate. It's fucking rough. To this. Wow, listen to this. So I went to, talking about Warrington.
Yeah,
listen to this.
IKEA, Gulliver's World.
I don't know why. So we went to, it was Millwall against someone.
Mm.
In the FA Cup semi-final, Mill Sunderland. And we went and we were staying in Liverpool. Anyway, we've done a load of mushrooms. Mate, we was twisted watching this Millwall game. Anyway, watching it at Old Trafford, we've left at full time because we wanted to get back and crack on. And we've left at the same time as all the Sunderland fans. We're winding them up. I don't know why. I've decided to.
You're not a Millwall fan though,
aren't you? No, but I remember doing it. I was going, imagine how annoying this is. Millwall have just won 1-0. And I've come out and I'm going, 10-0, 10-0, just going 10-0. I don't know how long it took. I remember getting filled in, not massively, but bashed up a bit by these Sunday.
You don't want to mess around with Northeastern men.
No, you don't.
They're fucking tough, them.
Well, I was in the mood to just be a wind-up. But we've then somehow ended up in Warrington after, but out of our heads, like tripping in Warrington.
Shit all.
In this fucking McDonald's in Warrington. And it is a shithole. And this fucking, I don't know what he was, like a smacky, cracky, fucking whatever zombie was like, come over to him, like, and we're trying to communicate, talking to us, this bloke.
Yeah.
And in the end, me and my mate have looked at each other like, what the fuck is going on here? And then there was the only way out of it was just to finish the mushrooms. So we ended up back at a house party in Highton. Yeah.
This is like the worst night. I want to watch Millwall.
Yeah, but you're in the north-west and you go anywhere and you've gone Warrington and Highton, yeah, of all the places.
Yeah, that, I mean, they're not nice choices.
Anyway, my mate was slumped up against a dishwasher and he's one of those, he gets on it and then can't speak. You know the thing?
Yeah.
It's like... And there was this bird was there and we're all trying to chat her up. She's been there for ages. He's not said a word. He's slumped up against the dishwasher. And then as she's gone to leave, she's got to the front door. She's opened the front door. My mate's gone, you ain't seen the real me. And we were the real you.
Reverse cowboy.
So, right, I'm just going to tell you my escapades in Turkey. So I went on my own, get my fucking teeth done. So it's not an holiday, end of season, not that hot. Everything's a shithole because I think they just stop cleaning up when all the tourists go home. Just let it go to a massive shithole and then they probably clean it up in May. You know what I mean? Because there's just fucking shit everywhere. One day I decided, right, I'm just going to walk. I walked for like 10 miles because I just thought I'm going to explore and now to do. And I walked down to this river and there's loads of local people fishing there. And there was this old woman and she was fishing with a live mouse. She had this live mouse on a hook and a live mouse.
Oh, that's a proper Turkish hobby, that.
Yeah. And this mouse was screaming. And I thought, oh, that, I don't want to see that. But then I thought, she was probably really poor. She's just getting some food. Who am I to fucking be a cunt about it? Someone's going to intervene or anything. But I just was like...
Oh, mate, that's witchcraft, eh?
I know, but it's a little old woman. And it was like...
I'm surprised you didn't chat her up, mate, with your...
Well, it was like 25 degrees, so it was like nice weather, but she had the biggest winter coat on I've ever seen. She was like sweating in there, fishing with a live mouse.
What is it about old women in them long old coats?
I mean, they're hiding the sexy bodies, I guess. And I had this big swollen face at the time, right, because I've had two implants in my jaw, so I can't talk properly. But anyway, I had this big swollen face, even more bloated and big than it usually is.
Why did you send me them photos of you, like, young the other day? He was like, look how hot I used to be, or whatever you said.
I didn't say that. I said, look at me before the alcohol was in.
Yeah, but like, why? I don't give a shit. I know, but he was like...
You're always telling me I'm bloated.
I was shocked. He's quite a good-looking man before he died.
I was, yeah. No, but I sent you it because it's a good photo, basically.
It's a good photo.
Basically, a guy...
You catfished me.
No, I wasn't trying to nab you. You're not an old woman. I'm not catfish,
mate. You talk about it.
I said when I'm chatting to old women online, I send them that photo.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do, yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
When that woman was fishing with a live mouse, I walked beyond there, right? Left her to it for, you know, poor mouse. And then there was this go-kart track, right? And I was just like...
The next minute you saw her on that.
With a mouse. Worse than that.
Driving around with a fucking mouse.
With a mouse with a helmet on. It's worse than that. So I was just like mooching about, looking around, like learning about Turkey.
The go-kart next year, putting a mouse in a petrol tank.
So I walked over. It looked closed, completely closed. There's all these go-karts. No one on them. You know, no one at the counter, whatever. And I walked over and I was looking at this go-kart and this old man like... like a greyhound out of a trap, burst out of this dusty shed. And he's like, go, go. And I was like, no, I'm all right, mate, I'm all right. I had this massive swollen head.
Did you ever have a go-kart?
No, there was like 10 go-karts, but no one on them. No one around other than the lady.
Go, go.
The lady fucking with torturing a mouse.
What, is she his husband?
No, she's just like there. And then I was like, oh, I'm just looking, man. And he was like, he didn't speak English.
He's Kazakhstan, man.
But he's fucked. And I had a big swollen head, right?
He's a civilized country.
It's not. Anyway, this guy was like, €20. And I was like, I don't want to go, man. And he couldn't speak English. Own? Yeah. And then he kept bullying me into it. Come on. And I started feeling bad.
You had to go.
I barred him down to €5 and he went, yeah. So then I went on the fucking go-karts like a massive fucking monk with a big swollen head on my own, just driving around. Like this, flying around with no one to race because I felt guilty.
Looking on your leg.
Wait,
it was just shit.
It was so shit. I felt so sorry for him, but yeah, I was a sad old gun.
Honest, the minute I saw that go kart track, I probably would have been over there working.
I just went to look.
I used to have a Nintendo Wii and I used to play Mario Kart on my own every night. What a good song. Yeah. And I. Oh, basically, on Mario Kart, you can race yourself. So your last lap, your quickest lap, it comes as a little ghost. So you can shave your lap.
It's built for guys with no friends.
I used to stay up. I got that lap. You could not get any quicker.
Wow.
It was.
Did you have the little wheel?
I did have the wheel, yeah.
No, you fucking tore it.
Yeah, it's good, man. I've gotten some.
Yeah, so that was
you went go-karting on your own.
Usually you go-karting with loads of mates and you think, I don't want him to wave the flag.
Did he have a flag?
He put his hand up like that. I think he was going, let him have another go. He's a good boy with a
beard. No, he was saying to himself, like, this guy's getting good. He's promising. You know, there's never been a Turkish F1 driver. Probably because that's their fucking home track.
Reverse cowboy.
Also, as a vegan man, it's my fault I'm a vegan, so I'm not complaining. Turkish cuisine's probably nice. However, I got there first night, starving, went out to like a few restaurants. I was like, thought, I'm going to
go past
the house. No, I thought there's going to be the Turkish delicacy. No, I thought there's going to be loads of falafel because, you know, I fucking love falafel. Turns out falafel was just invented to suit the pussy Western palate. They don't sell it.
You went to Turkey and thought you were going to be...
They don't sell falafel.
Meat country, that is.
I went to this restaurant that was open near where I was staying. I said, hey, mate, you know, do you do falafel? And he was like, what? Never heard of it. He's like, I have spleen or heart. And he had a spleen kebab or a heart kebab. I was like, maybe they taste nice, mate, but I want some falafel.
You've never had heart, have you? Chicken hearts are lovely.
Dirty pig.
But you got to burn them a bit. Burn them. Chicken hearts are lovely.
You heard it here first.
Garlic. Oh, wow.
Burnt chicken heart is a Southeast London delicacy.
It's Brazilian, man. But they're it's really nice.
Do you know about Brazilian food? Have you got any? By any chance?
No. Apart from two Brazilian kids.
Oh, yeah. Both shit at football, though, aren't they?
Thomas, he's getting quite good.
Is he? He told you he loved you this week, didn't he?
That's
a good feeling.
He's said it since. He got out of the bath. He's in his best move when he gets out of the bath. I could hear him giggling away. My missus is, you know, getting ready for bed and stuff. I went into the bedroom where he was and I was just playing with him and I said, I love you, Thomas. And he said, I love you, Daddy. Oh, man. And I looked at my missus and I was like, it really, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful, mate. It's beautiful.
Reverse cowboy.
Anyway, one of our patrons, I think she's called Claire, she messaged and said, that film recommendation you made, Van, was the shittest thing ever. I can't remember. I think it might have been Nuts in May, and you're wrong if it's
listen to that, did you?
But I said
that like an object.
Look, I'm not going to kink shame you. It's all right. But anyway, I was like, don't ever listen to us for opinions, ever. That's just the rule. You know what I mean? We don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know Jack Sheep. No. I don't even know Jack Fincher.
Best thing I ever did was, not best thing I ever did, I've done better things in my life, but I'm quitting Twitter recently. Was good.
Imagine that was
the pinnacle of my life.
Yeah, someone out there, somewhere, that is the best thing they've ever done. Come off Twitter. Do you know what? Can I say something? I had my own era of Twitter. Do you remember the Your Bird?
Yeah, you invented it. Yeah.
Fucking invented it. Me. Little old me.
Have you put it on your CV?
Yeah, but I might as well trademark. I should have. Hopefully someone else hasn't trademarked it.
For years. Bird. It was a movement.
Capital Y.
It was a big movement, but you don't see a lot of it anymore. I'll just say that.
I still do it on my page.
Someone did it out of context in our DMs the other day and was like, doesn't really work that one, I don't think.
Yeah, some people don't get it. I mean, no. I haven't seen that one, but some people don't get it.
Oh, there's a message in our, I don't know where it is, one of our things. This guy's got a spare ticket for Liam Gallagher and wants to know if you want to go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with him.
It's lovely. But what if he's Barry George?
What about if I get there and he's wearing women's clothes?
Well, then you're going to have to grow up.
Reverse cowboy.
Who'd you like better, me or him? There you go.
Yeah, well, don't care. I don't want anyone to like
me. In the comments. Put it in the comments.
You've already done this where you said, who's the best rock star? Who's the best rock star? And it was you. But I said, you failed. You do have all the charisma to be a rock star.
Yeah, if you don't keep deleting my tracks. Last week I sang it unbelievably and you've not even put it in the show.
You're completely mentally ill. You forgot.
Mate, like I remember doing it.
I said, oh, don't know the fucking lyrics, mate.
That's what you did.
I was drunk.
Yeah, you were drunk. You were drunk high. And you were unprofessional. You didn't handle the lyrics, right? So don't blame me for your problems. You can do it again today.
Mark up.
Reverse cowboy.
Been watching Big Brother?
Yes.
Who do you like?
I like the Welsh girl with the big lips.
Right. I'm not saying who you want to shag.
Yeah. No. She's cool.
I like that lad who's pretending to be posh. He's got like a glamour model.
Jordan.
Mode. He's funny, him.
He is, but he's being a bit creepy now.
Is he?
He's started getting a bit seedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was like, I don't really have sex.
It's a magic trick.
I'm only on episode 3, but I like the Scottish one. She's funny. Little one, funny. Yeah,
she's horrible, mate.
She was just funny on the first.
Me and you got different sense of humour, man. She stinks of piss.
I mean, I've not smelled her, but I quite like the big fat gay lad.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's sound.
He's good stuff. I tell you, I didn't think I'd like the kind of left-wing black chick.
See, you must be like 10 episodes in or something.
Do you know what she is? She should be like a group leader, community leader. She's fair, you know? She calculates shit well quickly and then gives you the right thing straight away, whereas me, I'd have to sleep on that, construct it, come back, and then articulate it correctly, whereas she's just clean process.
I think the young trans girl's nice.
She's cunt.
She's not. You're deeper in the episodes, I think.
She becomes a cunt.
Really?
Oh, mate. Yeah. Once the trans thing washes away, what you're left with is a really bossy and entitled little 16-year-old geezer.
Yeah, she's young. No, don't say that. I felt sorry for her on the last episode.
Everyone's going to feel
really good. No, she seemed really grown up.
If you go and be brother and you're trans and you don't win it, you've only got yourself to blame because you've got that in the bag. Keep your fucking mouth shut. I'm telling you, no one's going to ever nominate you.
People like you, so
no one's going to nominate you. No way are they people like me.
Yeah, you're a big, no one's like you're me, number man. One I'm big like,
I'm
fan.
A bit like Eric Cantona, would you say? A bit. Well, we'll see on Sunday.
I mean,
I walk the line. I'm a master. Oh, I'm a cunt. What am I talking about? Who do I think I am? In the comments below, please.
Don't ask yourself that question. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you want to go to the Southgate musical and heckle?
Do you know what? Listen to this. You know the old disgusting Southgate musical? So I told my mate about it.
I walked past it the other day.
He's bought in tickets to go.
As like a prank?
No, because...
Because she likes football?
No, she knows he likes football and it's a lovely day for you to enjoy your football with me.
She thinks
as well.
Like it because it's football based.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, I know you like football, so because you like football, you can now spend your football day with me.
And I've got you this Mary Earps sweater.
Oh, mate. You know what? She got him 1 year for Christmas. She
sounds like a prick.
No, listen to this. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening, brother.
She got him a Ralph Lauren polo shirt. Long sleeve Ralph Lauren polo shirt, you know, but with a certain certificate. There's only so many made from whatever. But on the back, when he turned it round, embroidered on the back, his three initials.
Oh, mate. That's fucking horrible. Has he had to wear it out?
Reverse cowboy.
Are you not cold?
No, I'm
all right. I mean, it's getting my Snyder fake fucking jacket from Turkey.
I'm a Layers guy.
Layers sounds like a shit indie band from 2009.
What was your band called?
Worst name ever.
What was it?
Swiss Lips.
What is that?
Nothing. You know what it is? All band names are taken, they're good. So all you need to do is think of something that is like one or two words that sound all right to pronounce and we'll stick it in someone's head. That's it.
I'll tell you what is good that no one's taken.
What?
Back to back with a two being the middle bit.
Well, that's what we're going on X Factor.
Yeah, we're
going
to go on X Factor. Well, listen, we need to talk about the democratic process and how we are going to adhere to the democratic process and go to Comic Con as the
Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Jamaican bobsleigh team.
The people have spoken.
Listen, you had numerous options. Peaky Blinders was my personal favourite, just because I thought it's hilarious. Me and him acting all, you know, what did they say? By order of the Peaky Blinders. Mate, we should still...
No, we bought the bobsleigh out.
Oh, yeah, we got the bobsleigh out.
We're not allowed to wear dreads, though. I'm not doing that.
Nah, just helmet.
Helmet, yeah. And then if someone asks us what we're doing, why we're that.
But what's good about the bobsleigh outfit is we've also got the bobsleigh. So there's room for another two bobsleighers in the middle. Imagine if we
guess them.
Imagine if we meet guys. Two other guys.
Should we get two extra suits and then just look for some guys?
Well, this is, they're not going to put a suit on, but we're in the middle of the bob. Basically, we're going to do the podcast in the middle of the bobsleigh with, you know, X-Man and Harley Quinn. One good prank I did was I went into my GP and told him that I wanted a big pair of tits.
Again, wasting NHS resources. Taking the piss out of people who want tits.
Taking the piss out of my own medical notes as well, because I've now moved GP and that is on my medical notes.
If you did have some tits, though, I probably would at some point go, let's have a look.
Mate, to be fair, yeah exactly. Is it weird? Imagine if you had a perfect pair of tits. Would it be weird if I...
Well, I could do a curtain to here, curtain to there, and just have a go on them, you know.
No, would that be weird? It would be weird.
I wouldn't want to...
Weird, but like, would it be, like, legally gay?
No, because the tits...
Reverse cowboy. First things first, and I hold my hands up to it. For years, I've always thought the guy's hilarious as a comedy act and almost ridiculed him. Dodgy Dave Courtney bloody killed himself.
Was he a comedian?
Very sad. He was a funny guy.
He was an ex-gangster.
Well, yeah, like an underworld kind of celebrity gangster kind of underworld figure.
I don't know a lot about him. He's a proper character, but, you know, shout out.
He's a bit of a local, to where we are now, he's a bit of a local figure of fun.
He has a house called Camelot Castle,
and that's where he blew his own head off, Camelot Castle. So, rest in peace, Dave, but the bigger picture, you know, it's the mental health, isn't it?
Well, we don't know what's going on with Dave at that time, but in some ways it's a noble act, like bowing out. Like, if he had dementia or something, and he was going to spend all his money in a home.
I was today, he was saying he was, you know, he had arthritis and this and that. He didn't want to be a burden to his family and whatever. Anyway, that individual person,
bless him.
Rest in peace. You know what I mean? Like anyone who chooses to end their own life. It's a really lonely, sad moment. So
it is.
We've both got mates, isn't it? Killed himself. So
quite sad. Quite recently, to be in that position, to be that desperate and sad, it must be the most... horrific thing ever. So yeah, shouting on
man.
Really low.
He was an actor as well as a celebrity gangster.
Maybe that he's not done it. Maybe he's
so if you want to pay tribute in your own special way, enjoy Gatwick Gangsters, where he played crime boss Ray Razor. He was also in Gangsters, Gamblers and Geezers, where he played Terry. Seen that, right?
No.
He was in Looters, Tooters and Sawn Off Shooters.
I mean, these sound like high-quality TV shows.
He played Mickey Savage in that one, didn't he?
Oh, okay.
And then he went through a stage where he almost played himself. So in Hell to Pay, he played Dave Malone. In Triads, Yardies and Onion Barges, he played Mad Dave. In Full English Breakfast, obviously, he played Dave Bishop.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Obvs.
And then he threw us a curveball in the estate.
Played a translator.
He played Dangerous Doug from Dartford.
I mean, actors get typecast, don't they?
Do you know what? And there's a song as well. The 12 Commandments of Dave Courtney.
Right.
He's
good.
Do you want it?
Yeah, let's put it on.
Do you want it? We're rolling.
Is that him?
The real dog's in the house.
The real dog.
The real deal.
Tom Bishop.
Now these are the commandments according to Dave Courtney. OBE.
R.I.P.
It's nice to be important, but important to be nice.
Good point.
Be nice.
I wonder if he was nice.
Reverse cowboy.
This country used to be notorious for eccentrics, and we've talked about a few in the past.
Oh, you'll never get another Dave Courtney.
No, we've talked about a few in the past. Balancing Jeff, fucking Barry George, you know, all these people, and we are being sort of sanitised by the internet and everything, so people are being less eccentric. You know, but bring them back. We used to be famous for it. The weirdos this country has produced is, you know, phenomenal. Yeah,
best weirdos in the world.
Yeah, we are the kings of weirdos. Mm. World Cup winners for weirdos.
Give me a proper weirdo off the top of your head.
Wayne Lineker.
Yeah, well.
Weird guy. Love him. Nice man. Very nice man. So weird.
I'd say strange.
Yeah, okay.
The difference between strange and weird. See, my bird's Brazilian.
What?
And I know. Mad, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
She does not know, and I cannot tell. How do you explain to someone the difference between good and nice?
What? When
impossible.
It's something like, it's like food, no, there's no difference. But when it's a person's personality, yeah, there's someone who's like a good guy who's just all right, and then there's someone who's a really nice guy, and that's different.
Yeah, but how?
Because the really nice guy go out of their way to make everyone else happy. A good guy is just like, he's a solid dude.
He's a good guy, like, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, he's just a solid dude. You can rely on him.
Well, look, try explaining it to my bird.
I don't like Brazilians.
Yeah, do you not?
No, I'm racist.
Okay. You can't really be racist to Latinas.
Well, they're all Nazis, aren't they, secretly?
She acts a bit German.
Mm. So they're cooking bratwurst now.
Yeah, in Lederhonk.
Reverse cowboy.
Tom Skinner, our sponsor.
Skin dog.
Skinner. Mm. He's selling fireworks now, by the way.
I saw that. Like, this guy mesmerised.
Sells everything. He had a red carpet event, didn't he, his book?
Yeah.
And I bottled it.
Well,
and I had to ring him and say, I'm not coming. And he said, you're a fucking pussy. Like, why not? And I had to make up some moody.
Well, you need to tell him that you are
he's agoraphobia. And I don't have, like, red carpet clothes. But the option I had left was to go as pedo guy.
You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah, I can, because he wanted me to go as pedo guy. And they said, you'd better come.
It was Tom's night, not yours.
Yeah, I know. And I said, I'm going to end up ruining him. Yeah.
I think he's fine. He seems like a really nice bloke. He's like a nice bloke. I think he's fine to tell him.
You're a nice
I mean...
You're a loser. You're an absolute loser.
I mean, stop making me come to your shed then.
Blah, 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 blah. Sorry, mate. I slip into that so fucking easily.
Mm. I want to know, actually, when you got dragged off the pitch by the security guards or whatever it was, wherever you were.
Perfect.
And and then obviously the police came in to deal with you. Did you stay in character?
Yeah, of course I did. I don't know. I went to be in character. And I said, I'm mental health. And I didn't stay.
So they let you off because you're a local star?
Because I know too much about the government, actually.
Did you actually stay in character?
So you are going to let me off. Yes, thank you. And you are going to give me bail. Yes, thank you. And I'll see you in court. And then when I got to court...
You told them the truth.
I turned up normal, in a suit, with a whole dossier of all the fundraising I've done because I'm a good guy.
These are comedy
characters who raise money for a charity. Yes, Jimmy Savile style. Mm. But that's that. And the judge loved me. She was like, you're a funny guy. She said, but that is not the way to raise money. Well, it was a great day.
I mean, you're a brave man. It's because you've got that voice of that guy who's like, thanks for this. Where am
I? That was my inspiration because he's my cousin and I used to find him inspirational.
Have you seen that video? And he's having a piss. And because like,
he's showing off a bit, isn't it?
Because we live in this society now where people become memes. Even though he was doing horrible things, he's become a meme. Yeah. And someone's like, the fucking Paul Nantes is here. And he's going, I'm having a piss. And he's like, he's just
buzzing.
Facts
of the matter is,
famous now.
He could generate a tour, a little nightclub.
Yeah, I'd go. The thing is, he'll be in the jungle. In a couple of years. Paul Nantes. He will. He'll be like, we got Paul Nantes in. Yeah. You know, like, he never got charged because he's an internet meme.
It's a freak show, isn't it? Entertainment these days is like famous for what? Who cares?
He was doing some really dark shit. But
there's loads. Have you ever seen the one dressed as a clown? So he's gone. This pedo, you can't write it. This pedo has gone to meet a kid, but he's dressed as a clown. So when the paedophile hunters get hold of him, They're grabbing up a clown.
That's amazing.
Squeezing his nose and shit, like, ah.
Why have they always got weird voices?
Because they're painful, mate. You've got weird voices, you know.
Talking of clowns, though, have you heard about the clown that's stalking the streets of Scottish Village?
I ain't even heard about Jack Shit or Jack Finch, so tell me.
right, there's a dude, or it might be a they, might be a girl, is wearing a Pennywise starfish.
What does it look like, mate? A man.
That.
Yeah, it looks a bit like a man, doesn't it?
It looks like Pennywise.
Just don't. Just no one's going to sue you.
How do you know the gender of Pennywise? You don't. I'm saying I don't know who's in the fucking suit. Doesn't matter. Right? Get off your trans horse.
Shut up.
Right?
Get off your dick.
No.
Go on.
Get on my dick.
Anyway, I can see him. Yeah, it.
A clown has been stalking the streets of this Scottish village and he's playing games with the residents. Is this the kind of thing you'd do? Left box clues around Skelmorley, wherever that is, challenging the villagers to solve the riddle.
Mm.
The locals have teamed up to find all the red boxes, which led them to a community garden and a small cash box to await their discovery. But instead of treasure inside, they were greeted with their own reflection in a mirror that said the word clown on it. Right? And then the clown has been in touch with the newspaper and he said, "That's correct. They solved my riddle with just 10 hours left. The clue led them to a popular place in the heart of the village where I hide in the day." And he's just a fucking lunatic. He's doing this.
Decent hobby. I've seen worse hobbies.
But he's got to think, maybe he's, you know, next make it dark and just like stab a kid.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But they never do.
You hope not. But yeah, he's doing this thing.
Reverse cowboy.
So we're going to create a girlfriend, a podcast girlfriend that we're going to share. And we get to choose her because she's AI, right? We get to choose everything about her, the way she looks.
An AI girlfriend and she's going to be here in the middle.
Yeah. And we're going to talk to her and ask her questions. But we're going to share her because we're not jealous, guys.
Could you get a girlfriend?
What attributes do you want her to have? Because I think you can choose everything about her.
To be honest, like if you can choose everything about her, there's certain, you know, like we're going to have to hair, eyes.
Mm.
What hair do you want? I like pigtails. Quite like pigtails.
That's a bit pedo, but yeah, I do.
It's a bit pedo, isn't it?
I quite like ginger girls at the moment.
No, high ponytail, I like.
All right.
High ponytail, ginger, compromise.
All right, done.
There you go. High ponytail ginger, like the Scooby-Doo chick. Eyes?
Green.
Two?
Ginger.
Two?
One or three.
Or blind.
Oof.
Crossed eyes. So far, ginger, ponytail, cross-eyed. Face shape?
I think, like, quite long and thin. Big cheekbones, but nice lips.
I was thinking way different.
Quite big ears.
I was thinking more like KSI kind of.
Kind of like me.
Skull. Do you know what? Should we get a bird each?
Could
do. Own, but
then maybe we could get them to argue.
Reverse cowboy.
There's a thing about AI girlfriends going on, right, which is a bit mad. Yeah. Blokes are getting them and then they're like abusing their AI girlfriend. I mean, it's not laugh. But they're going like, "You fucking slag, you fucking slag," and they're doing it to them. And
yeah, the type of people getting AI girlfriends, of course they're going to abuse them.
What, me and you? We're getting one each.
Because that practice of behaviour, that abusive, that's why you haven't got a fucking real one.
Yeah. But I'm in two minds about it because it's like, it's good because they're getting it out on nothing.
Like a punch bag.
On nothing rather than a human being.
Yeah.
However, will it perpetuate that behaviour within them? And then when they do meet a real woman, they'll be a cunt. I don't know.
No, I was going to say
let's find out.
Well, exactly, yeah. I was going to say if, but when you get your AI girlfriend, are you not going to abuse her?
You're
going to be nicer all the time?
Look, it'll be consensual abuse, that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Be like, you naughty little collection of ones and zeros.
We're going to test the AI out and see how well we get on.
You know, it's $7.99 a month and you can call her any time of the day and she'll have a proper chat with you and she learns everything about you and you'll be like, "Oh God, I had a terrible day at work, darling." She'll be like, "What happened? Was he horrible to you again?" She's your bird.
Listen, I want a fucking violent alcoholic with IBS. I'm not even going to call her an AI girlfriend because I ain't going to disrespect her.
No, she's your girl. She's your girl, man.
Well, have you ever seen the film The Other Guys?
No.
Will Ferrell.
No.
Hey, he's so funny. Will Ferrell.
He's a good guy.
But is he a nice guy? In that where he talks just random. It lasts about 5 minutes. Doesn't even really need to be in the film. It's so funny. They've just somehow inserted it where he goes on about his past. He used to be a pimp called Gator.
Right.
Gator in the 90s. Oh, he's so good. Will Ferrell, you're a man. If you're listening, Will.
Of course he is.
Let's do some work.
You know, if you want to, we're probably open to. We're kind of busy.
You want
to
fuck his AI girlfriend?
Excuse me, we're not in open relationship. The thing is, I'm quite an open-minded guy.
Well, you can't fuck my one.
I don't want
to. I'm not looking to pimp my one out. I'm going to make her nice and faithful. I'm going to dress her accordingly as well. Trousers.
Yours is going to be in like a Mormon, like a sort of Amish full covering.
Oh, armour.
Yeah.
Suit of armour. So, as we know, mine's cross-eyed because I'm a bit unwavering on that because I really like that.
Do you like it?
Cross-eyed on a bird, yeah. That's massive hands as well, huge. Goalkeeper. I'm basically going to build a goalkeeper. Yeah, just like that, yeah.
Just build an AI bloke.
No, I don't
hang out with.
I want an AI female goalkeeper, really loud voice, really assertive. Actually, what race is your one going to be? Caucasian, my one.
Weirdly.
She's not.
I quite fancy Asian ladies.
You know, they got titties, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I want one. Mm. I've got a very flat penis.
Yeah, flat
and wide.
What, old flat Stanley?
It's like an A4 piece of paper. This reminded me of something which is dead funny. This woman has falsely claimed to have cancer to fundraise money. She's raised 40 grand and she's been busted because she did have cancer, which is obviously...
It's a wicked thing to do, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's good for attention.
Yeah, that's horrible what she's done. But what it reminded me of is dead funny. So my mate Wuzzle, when I was growing up...
What's his name?
Wuzzle. That was his nickname.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, his granddad lived opposite me and he told all his family, he had a big family in the village, like he was one of those families who'd been there forever. Loads of...
Can't believe he grew up in a village.
I know, yeah.
Mental.
He's like so small, probably like 2,000 people. But anyway, he told everyone he'd been given like 6 months to live. He's like, guys, got 6 months to live. Big family, everyone's like, fucking hell. You know, so they held a big party for him at the cricket club at the top of the village, like farewell party for granddad. Anyway, at the party, he just burst into tears and went, I've made it up. I haven't really got anything wrong with me. I just wanted some attention.
Oh,
fucker.
What was the reaction?
I wasn't there.
Disgust.
I wasn't there, but everyone went, you fucking cunt. They put a big buffet on everything, you know. And he was like, I just wanted some attention.
You're
like,
you know what? That would make
poor bastard.
Wicked little, do you know what?
And imagine, he lived about another 8 years.
No, imagine filming a little 1 hour special, you know, like a little drama. You get the right cast.
Yeah.
That could even happen right at the start of it.
It's so funny.
Or halfway through it, you know, not at the end.
Mm.
But that's fucking amazing.
I know. And he had one of those little mobility scooters, right? And he got a mobility scooter off the council and he was like rallying it up the street, you know, to go to the shop or whatever to get some beers.
The old bloke.
Yeah, the granddad.
Mm.
And then the next day I'd see him like on a jog and I was like, he's like a fucker.
Reverse cowboy.
The last podcast I used to do before this is called It's Your Funeral with my mate Barney. And we used to interview people and ask them for their... It was like light-hearted, but it was like your dream funeral. Who can come? Who doesn't come? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's a format that ran its course quite quickly. But...
I don't know. Kathy Burke does it.
No, she nicked the idea off us, but Kathy Burke's the Queen of England, so fair play to her. Anyway, happened was we were interviewing this one bloke, like in the middle of COVID, and he went, my mum and my dad have both died of COVID. And I was like, whoa, I got really serious.
It's jokes.
You know, what do you say to that in the middle of it all? So I was like, fucking hell. He's like, yeah, yeah. It's
how long did it go on for, the sympathy?
40 minutes. Yeah. And then he went, I made that up. Right? He did start laughing. He was just like, sorry about that. Because he's just fucking weird. Yeah.
But then it goes to show you that there's not a time window.
There is. No,
there's not a time window. There's a if people leave window.
Yeah. But he did with straight face, went, yeah, I made
that up. Oh, mate, he's a legend.
He's a psychopath. But,
it's acting.
But it was fucking weird. And while we're in there, right, we're in his house, which is his tattoo studio as well. And all of a sudden his cat came in and just started pissing all over the wall in front of us. And I was like, mate, your cat's pissing as we're recording. He's like, yeah, always does that. I was like...
Reverse cowboy.
I've got something to ask you, though. Have you paid it forward recently?
Have I paid it forward?
Have you paid it forward?
I'll pay it forward every day, but if someone said to me, you got to pay it forward, I'll say, no, have a fuck.
I saw a woman on the plane and she like gave up her leg room seat to some woman who needed it. And she went, and she was like, the woman was like, thanks so much. You know, you're giving me your seat, you've paid a bit more for. Should I give you some money? Nah, just pay it forward.
Reverse cowboy.
Did you know a funny thing happened when I was in Waitrose doing my big shop?
You've never been in Waitrose.
Yet. I would go in Waitrose all the time.
All the time. Once a month. No, I'm in there every day.
I went in there yesterday.
Small amounts.
I went in there yesterday and there's this like Indian, he looked like an Indian man. I don't know where
he's. Here we go.
Right. Somebody works there, pushing one of those big cages with all the shit in, right? Going towards me and his face, he had a ponytail, like hair stripped back, but his face was exactly the same as Jim Carrey's, right? And I went, oh, an Indian guy,
yeah,
right? I couldn't help it. It just fell out of my mouth. But I went, mate, you know who you look like? And he just went, Jim Carrey. Wow. And I was like, burst into laughter.
Have you not filmed it?
Because it was just, it's
why
happened.
Would you want to go fucking
happened horrible? In a second. I would go back and see him. But he went, Jim Carrey. And I just burst out laughing. And he looked back at me like.
Well, it did the face.
He did like a pissed off face.
No,
but
you got,
he just has the face.
Get him on the pod.
Reverse cowboy.
Just quickly before I go.
Where are you going? This is your house.
I don't know. It's not my house, is it?
You live under this table.
By the way, just so you know.
Hmm?
Ugg boots.
Oh, God, you dirty little slut. Have you seen there's a cat in Warrington, actually, where we were talking about before?
I don't know. I think I met him in that McDonald's.
Probably. There's a cat there in like a cat rescue place. Go and get him if you live up there. He's got two noses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to share a bag with him, would you?
I don't want to share a bag with any cat, thanks. I don't want to share a bag with anyone. Do my own bag on my own.
Yeah, you're in here. I can't be bothered getting up to turn the camera off. So Rock and Roll Rick, who is our camera guy, he's chosen not to come today. So this man I even recorded. We don't know because we're both mentally disabled. But we've got a camera now. We hit the big time. We've actually spent every penny we've ever made on the Patreon on equipment to sit in a shed in our early 40s and talk shit. So, you know, it's a sorry state of affairs, isn't it? One thing I wanted to talk about, though, was waxwing birds. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of them, but waxwing birds, these birds that get fucking hammered on fermented fruit and then they fall asleep on the road and then people have to come pick them up. So, you know, he's coming back now in his jogging suit. Ugg boots. What's he playing at? This guy. I thought he was a hard guy.
Reverse cowboy.
You know what? New low. The other day I googled Susanna Reid sexy.
Oh, yeah, she did?
Did, yeah. The new low.
Oh, so you're proper fans, yeah, then?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You class. Is there anyone who I kind of really...
The thing is, because she's a bit older, she's probably about 50 or something, and she's just a hot, normal woman.
I'll tell you what's right? good
so, like,
for that.
They feel like you're attainable more.
A place in the sun.
Yeah.
Watch out, about 4 o'clock.
Who's on that?
Well, I don't know. Kirsty McVersty or whatever.
Yeah. Place in the sun's always a normal next door girl who's just a bit fitter than a normal one. Yeah.
Yeah, just, that's what we want. Yeah. Attainable.
Yeah. He's like
a key word.
There's a possibility that she would.
Down on our list for our girlfriends. Attainable.
We've reached that point where the podcast goes shit because we're drunk and just...
Yeah, I know, but I've got to tell my Laura Wood story. If anyone knows who she is,
Woodsy.
If you don't, then, you know, Google it. She follows me on Twitter. One night before I've gone to bed, I've done a silly tweet. No one cares, no one cares, no one cares, no one cares. Now, to anyone else, I now understand that reads differently to what I meant, which was my mate, whenever I was chatting shit, my mate used to always get in my ear. Say, no one cares, no one cares, no one cares, no one cares. So it was just me regurgitating.
So random, it looks like you're going to kill yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I woke up, Laura Woods, of all people, long, long messages about how brilliant I am, about how my kids love me, about, and in a voice note, that this is all like 2 a.m. She's gone out of her way.
Because she thought you were going to tap yourself.
Yeah, she's the true football angel. I will not hear any slander.
Laura, if you're listening. He might kill himself unless you give him a good kiss.
But we've just found out she's going out of a Geordie Shore geezer. Not Geordie Shore, Love Island.
Disappointing. But I mean, Fincham's a Love Island. He's our icon and hero.
And cousin. Just blow that for a second. Just blow that. Unlucky.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you know what we need to do, which we haven't done?
Have sex with each other. Yeah, fine. What?
You're the gayest fucking cunt.
Okay.
You're the gayest.
Kind of open to stuff.
So my mate, I don't know why, seedy little bastard, we were driving through London one day and he was like, oh, I want to do a price, I want to do a price, I want to do a price. I was like, all right, I know where this one. I sent him into Chariots. Yeah. And for some reason, we don't know why, but we walked into Chariots, then me and my mate giggling in the van. We were like, all right, let's get a photo when he comes out. So as the doors opened when he came out fuming with a face absolutely fuming.
But covered in cum.
He had a carrier bag with him. He had a carrier bag with him, which he'd obviously taken into Chariots. If you don't know, Chariots is gay sauna.
He's not there anymore, sadly.
I thought he was still there. He knows he's not there.
No, it's not there.
Where is he now?
No, it's closed down. It's a sad day for the community. No, but do your mate who came out, right?
Yeah.
So what was in the carrier bag?
I don't know. We only clocked it when he came out and we was like, why have you took a carrier bag? You think you're going to do a bra? Something little man.
Oh, patrons' questions. Mm-hmm. Julie, shout out Julie Prunes.
Bruno.
Bruno dog. A few days ago, she was in Wales and she saw a white stag, which is very rare. Mind you, that wasn't as impressive as the time I saw a squirrel with one of those dairy milk bars you get in Heroes. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in the animal kingdom?
The squirrel killed itself.
You killed it?
No, well, it was not going to survive that shit, that suicide jump. It's like a 9/11 jumper. I was walking through where I live at the time, like Southwark kind of area, London Bridge. And that squirrel just dropped at my feet. He was going from branch to branch and he missed his jump and he on the floor.
Probably just fell out of the tree.
And he was that dead. He was literally dying. And he was, I can remember the feeling, even just talking about it now, I did stamp on his head.
I don't know if I could do it, but maybe it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it was.
But I don't.
You'd have been there all night.
I'd have been upset.
That was horrible. It was horrible. But I was so shocked. I was like, oh.
A squirrel came to my window once and was like, it must have been rabbit or something, but he was at my window going, you fucking want, in my, his headbutt in my window. Yeah, he was speaking basically, but he was like, headbutt in my window, like, you fucking, like, violent, scary as fuck. Anyway, the weirdest thing I've seen in Animal Kingdom was once my dog, I had this border collie when I was a kid called Jess, and she went in the garden, she looked at me through the window, like, watching, and she did a shit, and then she turned around and ate it. And I was like, all right, okay. Yeah, dogs are fucked, aren't they?
So this one, I never get, you know, them people who let their dogs lick them.
Yeah, you
do. Behave yourself.
Jay Hen says, does All Right fans have any more puns for acting roles in the future? They enjoyed the racist cabbie video you featuring in YouTube.
Thanks for that. God. Okay, so we know about my OJ role.
Yeah.
So I also played the racist cabbie role.
Yes. That kind of been hard for you to play.
Do you know what? I'm an awful actor. I'm actually a brilliant actor.
I think you're really good.
I'm an amazing actor. But that is one for you, talking about catfish. So one of my other roles during that time when I was trying to be an actor, building my showreel, how embarrassing is that? That is a bad, especially I was in my 30s as well.
It's like, I'm going to go for it, darling.
Yeah. And
I'm going to be an actor.
A horrendous digital footprint to leave behind you, but it's out there. There was one other one where I had to play, believe it or not, like the catfish guy. You know, the guy who's like, okay, so...
Presents the show.
Yeah, and they were doing some spoof of catfish or whatever. But they wanted me to play him, probably because I look a bit like him, maybe. But they wanted me to do American accent and everything. The night before, my ex, the Wailing Banshee of Welling, the worst woman in the world, but anyway, she'd scratched the shit out of my face the night before. Because that's how bad she was. Anyway, I still turned up the next day. So what they wanted was like fresh-faced MTV guy doing an American accent. And what they got was like...
Scratched up from a local...
Scratched up, Southeast London, refusing to do the American accent.
Oh, mate. I'm sorry you went through that. Luke Thomas wants to take you to Liam Gallagher, if you're up for it.
Up for it.
Right, there you go, Luke. Lewis.
He's got a ticket.
He's got a ticket for you.
Mate, I'm there.
Right.
Let's go.
Right, message him.
Oh, too, as well.
I guess so.
Hope.
Lewis Howard, this is a good question. His work have offered him a promotion, but involves him moving his family to Melbourne, Australia. Is this a trap, as rumours are that Australia doesn't exist? Should I say no and stay in Leicester? Mate, go to fucking Melbourne.
Yeah,
no matter if it's not real.
Even if it was Baghdad, don't stay in Leicester.
No, you're right, yeah. You've won the league once, never going to win it again.
That's nothing against Leicester. It's about staying. Never stay anywhere.
You know,
I'd go back, but don't stay, because you'll always wonder.
A change is good for humans.
Yeah, man.
It's good.
It's growth.
But yeah, so one of my mates moved to Australia and he's fucking loving it. It's not a real place, but it's great. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Someone said you should definitely get that geezer from Stoke in the studio and get him lick it up. Who's that?
The bloke who verbally abused me.
Oh, he said he got to put a Perspex screen up to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
I hear that.
Reverse cowboy.
This has gone to utter shit because we're too drunk and smashed. So we're ending it now.
I've been All Right fans. He's been...
Deirdre Barlow's brother.
Bloated. And this is Miss Sarajevo, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a time for keeping a distance? A time to turn your eyes away? Is there a time for keeping your head down? Forgetting I'm with your day. Is there a time for calling it sin? A time for cutting hair? Is there a time for high street shopping? To find the right dress to wear? And here she comes.
She comes.
Head turn around. Here she comes. Surreal in her crown. Is there a time to run for cover? A time for kiss and tell? Is there a time for different colors? Different names you find it hard to spell? Is there a time for first communion? The time for E17? Is there a time to turn to Mecca? Is there time to be a beauty queen? And here she comes. Heads turn around, and here she comes. To reel in her crown.
Cowboy. Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.